Wagga 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 Wagga.
Urk FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Echo Remy Akilo Productions presents Urk FM International.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us knows
that music is...
G'day, I'm Urk, and welcome to episode 365 of Urk FM International, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every week on Urk FM. Let's go to Japan, shall we?
Something new, I think it's you. I don't know when, sometime. Sometime. On the day I met you, I was broken. My heart was strung with steel wire. Tell you all the names of those I've loved and those that died. And these waves that break around me cannot move me. Your breathing lays me down. So closely rise above me like mist from morning ground.
Oh,
Nobody likes Milhouse, but everybody likes Irk FM. Yeah, I wish, I wish. Hello and welcome to Irk FM episode 365. bringing you great music, and I think I led you a little bit down the garden path with the first song there. That was Ron McElroy with his song Japanese Song, hence my introduction. Then we heard from Erica Ma, or Eric Imar, even, my Japanese isn't what it should be, with the song called The Awakening. And then the song we just heard was called She Splayed My Teeth. What sort of word is that anyway? Splayed. She Splayed My Teeth by the Tuesday Club, courtesy of our friends at Manila PR. The Tuesday Club are from a place in England that I'm not necessarily familiar with. Wilmington-on-Sea, wherever that is. It has to be an English town with a place like that. With a mere handful of gigs under their belts, the Tuesday Club could accurately be described as a new band. However, this is a huge anomaly. Born at various junctures between 1957 and 1984, the actual range, age and experience encased in this mysterious eight-piece would put today's more established reformers to shame. They say that it's all about the music. We're deadly serious about our commitment to each other, but that certainly doesn't mean that we can't do it with a smile, says frontman Andreas. There's too much pomposity, too much sucked-in cheap blue steel ethic, especially in London. They play just for the love and the joy. We set our faces on fun and just go for it. It's the new glamour. They have a look and a feel that falls somewhere between the Rocky Horror Show, Oh Boy, Carry On Screaming, a BBC period drama, and Dad's Army. So, from the UK, that is the Tuesday Club. Before that, we heard from Eric Imar, I think, from London, although the name doesn't necessarily suggest that. The name is actually Japanese. Eric Imar is a collaborative production name for DJ Chef. And on this particular recording, DJ Chef has done a collaboration with Screaming Maldini. And the song is called The Awakening. A few career highlights for Chef include Glastonbury Festival and a lot more. He's a DJ / producer from East London. He started playing sets while at university and now combines his skills behind the decks with his passion for production. And so the project was born out of his first collaborations with friends and fellow artists. Then we move on to our first band, Ron McElroy. He is a tall, quiet man with a voice that resonates through wood. His first single, World at War, is now available from the usual downloady places. He says that the song is unlike anything currently in the UK charts. It is a truly unique song that catches one of the that carries, rather, one of the catchiest choruses ever heard. It is a musical masterpiece from start to finish. It is a true rock and roll heavyweight anthem. And so that's his debut single. He's also co-written and collaborated with more artists apart from his own solo work. We are now going to head up to Sweden. And we're going to hear an indie electronica band from the south of Sweden that was formed this year. The music of Permaref is based on simple and rich melodies that make it rather easy to listen to, but the arrangements don't always follow the textbook. So let's hear Ember Mother, and that'll be followed by Brimstone. You're listening to ERK on ERK FM International, erkfminternational.com, and unlike the English, I'm not sweating.
photograph. Can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
Dreaming of the future. bar and watching for the rain. You're drinking while my pint's paying for herself. You see a little girl and her mom who's sipping wine, and you're working out a plan how to perform a perfect crime. Then all the simple things would never be the same, and you cannot even now remember your own name. You're standing on your own and got no one to blame. You'll never be the same when you're walking in the rain. Find another day, start another prayer, try some different words to say the same again. Play another game, take another train. You're just losing your mind when you're walking in the rain. Find another day, start another prayer, try some different words to say the same again. Play another game, take another train. You're just losing your mind when you're walking in the rain. Such a heavy rain. Crowd. You cannot find a face with the shadow of a light. Then flashing disco lights would blind you and distract. Strolling in the night, you're crossing the town. Do you feel okay when you go down, down, down?
Now, you wouldn't believe where that band is from. That was Union Cinema, and they are from Lima in Peru. The song was called Can't Get Rid Of, and that is their first single release. They have recently also produced a 10-track album in Los Angeles. Two generations are now together in one. The two band members coincidentally lived a parallel life with a similar ideology. However, the story begins before they met each other. One of the guys, Antonio, he grew up in an unsatisfied environment where he challenged himself to give up his life and help the rural zones in Lima, Peru, working with an ONG, a non-government organization, I presume, called Panaru, or Pan Peru, I should say, to dictate workshops related to music in Pampas Grande. On the other hand, Antonio grew up in a street located in Lima called Barrios Altos, attended a public school, and initiated his career as a musician in a well-known Peruvian band called Libido. His generation has lived. So, from Peru, that was Union Cinema, and prior to that, we heard from Ukrainian band Pasha Black. Now, we heard two songs from Pasha Black, Everything's Fine and In the Rain. Pasha Black on lead vocals and backing vocals, guitars. Yuri on guitars. Katiana on keyboards. Vocals tutoring. Alexander on drums and percussion. And Sergei on bass. Born in Kiev in the Ukraine, singing and writing in multiple languages is no small feat in itself, but Pasha pulls it off without sacrificing any quality. His music features not only good songwriting, but excellent instrumentals and percussion, and also production. The tunes shine with his charming voice that so eloquently sings his poetic words of wisdom. The title track of the new EP called Remedy is bursting with passion and soul. Not only does that song have an irresistible melody, it also offers a flowing array of instruments that complement the lyrical vocals. Yes, yes indeed. And so Remedy was released in 2012. We are going to hear a band who has been on ERG FM before. We are about to hear from Helladonna. They are from Germany, courtesy of Rob from Juice Management and Promotion. They were founded way back in 2003 in Germany. Their English songs, which could be described as a mixture of power rock and pop, have placed themselves quickly in regional, national and international web charts and radio charts. Their debut single, Hometown Radio, was released way back in 2005. And they released their first album in April of 2007. We're about to hear their new single, which is called Pictures in the Box, and that will be followed by Perfect. You're listening to ERK on ERK FM International, erkfminternational.com. Here come Helladonna.
My soul. pictures from the boxes just to stay with you.
Fade away.
as you might have been able to figure out, that song was called Beautiful Girl by Valero Mattiri, I think. And prior to that, we also heard Valero with the song The Sunshine's Coming In. Valero is from Italy, from Rome in Italy. He's now aged 32. He's a songwriter, piano player, guitar player, singer, entertainer, with over 2,000 gigs in Italy and Europe in the last two decades. With spontaneity, and he's also a brilliant live performer. He knows how to entertain the audiences in his live concerts with elegance by offering an extremely wide repertoire, including covers from many major artists like Sting, The Beatles, Sinatra, Jeff Beck, and many others. Plus, he is one of the few, if not the only, male singers currently performing a steady tribute to Amy Winehouse. Interesting. In 2008 and 2012, he released the two singles SOS and Beautiful Girl. Beautiful Girl, we just heard there. Anywho, on this episode, we have heard from Ron McElroy, Iriki May, The Tuesday Club, Perma F, Pasha Black, Union Cinema, Hella Donna, and Vireo Mattiri. And now we are about to tell you that the music on this week's episode came directly from the artists, also Manila PR, Juice Management and Promotion, and also Jamendo. If all this isn't enough, check out the sister show, IRC FM Australia, Down the Pipes and Into Your Ears, each and every Friday on IRC FM, IRCFMAustralia.com. And if you like your music a little bit harder than what you've heard on today's episode, also check out IRC FM Metal Monday. Don't forget to check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting. Some of them are sweating rather profusely at the moment in the UK. Aren't you, Ro? Aren't you, Clivers? Aren't you, Dave and Caroline? Oh, my. Lots of sweaty podcasters up there in England and also in Canada and the US at the moment. Check them out, musicpodcasting.org, Music Podcasting Made Easy. It's just like having 40 of me in the one room. I don't know if you can cope with that, because sometimes I can't cope with me being in the same room. Anywho, speaking of coping with me in the same room, we are going to finish up with an epic song. This is actually the theme for my original talk podcast, IRCpod, where at the moment I am releasing episodes about three times a week, talking about my various travels in the US earlier this year. This song is by Gorilla Beats, who I don't think I can tell you much about. The song is called Irken Tennis, which is the main reason, apart from the fact that I like the snippets that I was able to get out of it. I had to have it with Irken in the title for IRCpod, didn't I? Anywho, this song is absolutely epic. I will see you next time, regardless of where you hear me around Channel IRC and IRC FM next time. Just remember that music is life. I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening, and enjoy whatever it is that you're listening to next on IRC FM. Good night, Interweb. Speaking of Japanese feel, here we go.